Hola, and welcome to Golden Tongue Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle. And I'm back with another episode. I keep saying that. I'm going to get this together one day. A better intro than this. I just want to state you must be 21 years of age or older to tune into this podcast. Once again, you must be 21 years of age or older to tune in. So I am currently on the road. I got like a long trip. It ain't that long. It's 2.5 hours. So I'm like, you know what? I might as well record. I've been meaning to for a while, as always. This episode is going to be about an adventure I had maybe a couple weeks ago at Sinner Paradise, which is a new swingers club that opened in Philly, the Southwest Philadelphia area, 63rd and Woodland, so check them out. Everyone kept asking me about the experience because I had invited like 3 men to Sinners that night, kind of, and all 3 of them were there. So everybody was like, well, tell me what happened. Since you all want to know, why not put it in the podcast? And one of the guys that I invited, we have a little bit of history, so I just want to, like, touch on that because it was an episode I mentioned have recorded anyway. So I'm going to start at the beginning, and it starts with FetLife. As always, right? FetLife, I need money now. Let me stop. So years ago, which I think 2018, it was 2018, I joined FetLife. I made an episode about how I found out about FetLife, which I'll re-record, of course, because it was in my old podcast. But I'm going to continue to call him the same name. His name's Haiti, the guy that I had met from New York, and he told me about FetLife. He took me to a sex party that was predominantly black folk, and I'm like, yo, where the hell you find this at? Because this coochie is for colors only, y'all. I can't do anything that's not minority, like, and I'm talking about, like, black, I'll do maybe Hispanic, but, like, white, absolutely not. it's just not for me. So he told me he found it on FetLife, which made me join. Now, when I joined FetLife, and anyone who is on FetLife knows that it is predominantly white. Like, so in the beginning, when I first got on there, any motherfucker that was black, I was clinging to, I'm following, or trying to add as a friend, any black person. I come across this group called, I think they were called the DMV. Freaky nerds or geeks and nerds, some shit like that. First off, y'all know I ain't from the DMV, nor am I a geek or a nerd, but they were black, so it was just like any group of black people, I'm going to get them. And man, fucking geeks, nerds, weirdos, maybe have some great ass sex. So I said, why not join? It's only, you know, a couple hours away, which I'm actually on my way down there now. So, I'm like, listen, I'll go down there for a good time. I don't mind traveling. So, I found this group, and I joined. And this is how I met the sex doctor, which I'll talk about in another episode. He was the owner of the group, or he started the group. And they were having an event. Shortly after I joined the group, they had an event coming up in D.C. They were all going to meet and greet at Dave & Buster's in D.C. somewhere. Now, meet and greets are pretty vanilla. You meet in public. It's not really any sex going down. I mean, I've done stuff at meet and greets. It just depends on the kind of people you meet. I am an exhibitionist. I like public sex, so, you know. But, again, it's just a meet and greet to meet motherfuckers like you, right? And all the shit you may have talked on that, in that group with motherfuckers. Put the action in on those words. So, what happened? Oh, the day that of the meet and greet, just me in general in life, I do too much. Like, I literally be having 1,000 things to do in a day. And my family always get on me about it. Like, I really put too much on my plate and I'd be fucking wiped out at the end of the day. So, I don't know what I had to do, but I did a lot clearly that day. Dropped my kid off and then I got ready, washed, did my sex bath and all that. By the time I did all that, I was pretty tired. So it was given, I don't know if I am going to be able to make it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can make it all the way down there. That's like a 3-hour drive. I was up for it at first, but now I'm a little tired. So, what happened? I had met this guy. I had met this guy on FetLife outside of the DMV group. And I'm going to call him. Do I want to call him that? Because he's kind of insecure about it. But I'm going to call him that. Because this is the only name I could think of. I'm going to call him Mr. 5'3". So I had met Mr. 5'3". Well, I was talking to him on FetLife. I think I might have came in his DM first or something. I just know he had a big dick. And I was like, hey. And we started talking. And we were talking outside of FetLife. He had asked the link. Or maybe, I don't know. I decided to link with him. I can't really recall all that went down. Because this is years ago. 2018. So we were talking. And I just was like, I'm tired. I don't feel like going to DMV, and it just was like, I'm gonna go to his house. I don't know how it was talked about, whatever. A little nervous, well, a lot of nervous, because I never had intentions on playing in my city. Like, one reason why I even joined that group or going to New York and things like that is because it's most likely I'm gonna link with people that I may not have to see ever again or only see when I come into town. So, I was like, damn, I really don't want to fuck a Philadelphia. But whatever. Yeah, big dick. So I just decided to go to his house instead of going to that group event, that meet and greet. So I get to his house, and this is when I find out that he's 5'3". I didn't know at the time. And I couldn't really tell from the pictures either. We hug. I'm not even going to go on the detail. We fucked. His dick was extremely girthy. And I will say, that was the first time I've ever sucked a dick and got a headache. I was like, Jesus, I don't think I can get this shit in my mouth. Like, the girth just gave me a headache. Yes, I did give him head. We fucked. He came. Do I want to share that part? Jesus. I don't know if I need y'all in my business like that. I mean, but it's a part of the story, so I guess I gotta tell it. So I did sleep with him without a condom. I mean, sometimes I use a condom, sometimes I don't. This was back when I was making careless decisions. I don't do this anymore. So we didn't use a condom. Now, towards the end of our sex session, which I guess he's about to come, you know, I guess he asked, could he come in me? But anybody that fucked me, and this happened a few times, so I just need to make this announcement. If you're fucking me, A, if you got good dick or it's big and shit, I'm in a zone. If I'm high, ooh, it's even worse. Like, or under the influence, it's bad. Like, you cannot ask me serious questions like, can I nut in you? Or, like, I've had too many situations that not end well because motherfuckers ask, can they nut in me? I don't know what the fuck you was asking me. Half the time I can't hear over my fucking moans. It's giving, like, I just, like, kind of things. I guess he asked that. And I didn't understand what he was saying. And I said, yes. So he did. Child, this is the first fucking day I met you. The first time we fucked, yes. This is a, like, it's not, well, it would have been a one night stand. But, nigga, what? And you got 3 kids. Are you crazy? Pissed. Ugh, to the max, pissed. So, long story short, I had to get a plan B. Because it was given absolutely not. Like, I just met this fucking man. That was a situation within itself. So, I had to get a plan B. And it was like, we made this mistake. I don't care if you asked or not. We made this mistake. I'm not on birth control. You didn't ask anything. You just, you know what I mean? Like, what? So, long story short, I played for the plan B. I don't know what he was doing, but it was giving. He's not trying to give me the money for it. Or at least not half. So that was absolute hell no. I won't ever see you again. So he's cut off. Bam. From the door. So I want to say maybe this year. Or maybe the end of last year. I think he may have reached out to me on FetLife. Years later, I'm talking about. I mean, yeah, we had talked after. But it was given like I had to cut him off. And I was just like, you know, I'm not answering or responding to this. So then given recently, a couple weeks ago, he reached out to me again. And he asked, was I going to Sinners? Which is, you know, the Swingers Club. And I am going to Sinners. Which everyone can tell because... And that's why I think I wind up with multiple men at Sinners. Invited multiple men, but I really didn't invite them. Is because, like, when you sign up, you have to sign up on 2 different sites. FetLife, or you can sign up on SLS. So, people can see that you're going. Like, so, he can see that I was going. So, he slid in my DM, asked, was I going? I told him yes. I mean, it was no, like, conversation about anything else. It was just that I was going. I think he might say he was going, and it might have been, okay, I might see you there. I had no plans on fucking this man, y'all. And, this is Mr. 5'3". So, then this young boy that we've been talking for a little bit, not really a lot, like, here and there. He was on me at first in the beginning, but my schedule is crazy, and I'm gonna throw this disclaimer out there, because I am tired of going through the same scenario over and over with men. I am busy the fuck. I don't know what to tell you. And it's not like a busy, like, oh, I'm consumed by work or anything. Because it's currently the summertime, so I'm not working. Well, not anymore. I was working in part of the summer. I'm a mom, like a single mom. And not one of those single moms that's, oh, my grandma gonna watch my kid or my mom is gonna watch my kid. I just dump my kid whenever, however I want to. No. Half the shit, I'm sorry, 90% of the shit that I do, I have my kid with me. Cookouts, parties, whatever. The 10% when I don't have my kid with me is if I'm doing something like going to Sinners late the fuck at night. Like, I get there at like 2:30, 3 o'clock. The owner always says, like, why you come in so late? Because this is the only time I could possibly come in. Like, or... I try to spread out my sitters because I have a very tiny village. Like, and when I say single, my kids, father's side, nobody is active over there. Except for one person. So I got that one person over there and a few people in my village. My parents are not available. So it's just given, I got a really, like, tight, small, knit, barely a circle. And you can't really expect that. I don't know what niggas be expecting. I don't know what they be thinking. But I get in a lot of, I guess, debates or little tiny arguments about it all the time. And it's given, I'm just not that available. So, I try my best, y'all. I try my best. And shit, sometimes I'm fucking sleepy if I do get a break. Because, like I said, I do 1,000 things a fucking day. So... Some days it's just I want to fucking sleep. Or I want peace and I don't want nobody around. But anywho, I really don't have to explain it to no one. Fuck y'all. If you can't understand my situation, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. And I told my friend that the other day. I'm not about to be going back and forth with these niggas. You on my time or you not. I'm sorry, that's just how my life go right now. So, moving on. Young boy been, like, hitting me up and, like, trying to see me. But it just hadn't been working. So, he fell back. Boom. So, this is, a day he wanted to try again. Maybe he seen I was going to Sinners. He asked me, was I going? Now, me and him were supposed to be going out, I think, the day before or something. He's asked me out a few times. But the day before we were supposed to go out, I didn't hear nothing from him. So, whatever. So then, he hit me up, which this is a Saturday. He's like, you know, basically, could we go out? Which, I said we could. But, long story short, I had a lot of shit to do that weekend. No, I really did. I went to two memorials that weekend. And the one memorial, like, we're black. Like, it was a cookout memorial. That thing lasted all night. So, I never got a chance to go out with him. So I told him I'll meet him at Sinners. Now, he's the only person that I'm like, I'll meet you at Sinners. Now, and then we have, I'm going to call him Queens. Queens, this guy from New York, that I've been talking to on Instagram, but just like on some cool type shit. I think I found his page through, I don't know, but he's like, was into the lifestyle. Well, he's into the lifestyle, but he, I think, used to throw parties, and he knows about a lot of parties that's happening in the New York or surrounding area. So I follow him and a few other, like, New York folk that be having parties all the time. So I had, you know, posted about Sinners a few times, and he asked me about it. He's came to Philly before. I had met him. The last time he came to Philly, he had came to this spot that I haven't been to yet. I keep saying I'm going to go. I was supposed to go the day that I met him. But, again, yeah, single mom. I met him. And then, like, that one time my son's father wanted to be a dad. He, like, you got to come get him. So I couldn't stay at the party or whatever. But I had met him just to see, you know, for us to see each other. And we was like, you know, one of us going to come up or go down. We'll link another time. So he was just like, I want to come out and see what this spot is about. You know, you be posting it. So as I told everyone, it's growing because they literally just opened a couple months ago. And it's black owned, which, you know, y'all know I'm all pro black. And, you know, it's getting there. And they actually had, like, that night was lit as fuck. So, well, not lit as fuck, but it was lit. For me. Nah, I mean, I don't know how anyone feels that's, like, into the lifestyle, but that night was pretty lit. So, he was like, I'm gonna come down. So, I said, alright, you know, I'll see you there. No plans on sleeping with Queens. No plans on sleeping with Queens. I had no plans to sleep with any of these niggas, to be honest. And if anything, it probably would have been a young boy. Because we've been talking for a while now. So, Queens, he was like, yeah, I'm bringing my homie. My homegirl. So, I said, cool. Great. Now, the previous times that I went to Sinners, how was I dressed? I think I wore my trench and lingerie. Yeah, I think I did lingerie. I know the last time I went, I definitely had on a trench and lingerie. I think both times before. But this particular night, I was like, I'm not wearing nothing. Nothing like that because I don't want to give off the impression I'm trying to fuck anybody because I had no intentions of fucking anybody. I do love going to parties and clubs, but I'm not big on fucking when I go to these places. One, because it has to be safe sex. I need to see test results. Even if we're using condoms, like, I prefer to see your test results. Like, I will use condoms, and most people in the lifestyle use condoms, but I don't like to really use condoms. So it's given, if you can be in test results, we can do this shit wrong. But, yeah, it was just, I mean, yes, I still use condoms, though. I use condoms a lot. It's just given that, like, I need to make sure that you're safe. And on top of that, it can be a lot of action going on. Like, you could fuck one person and go fuck another person, or go get your dick sucked from somebody, or go to another person and get your dick sucked. Like, it's a lot of bodily fluids that can be passed around, which has me a little like, because I have a very sensitive with JJ. And, yeah, I don't have time, because she will act right the fuck up if anything happens. Like, I just don't have time. I'm trying to keep my girl safe and be safe, of course, you know, and healthy. So, I'm really like, ooh, I'm really having sex at sex parties. And another thing I realized is a lot of men, even though they do dominate the pace, let me stop. They're the most dominant ones there. Like, their population is heavy. The male population is heavy at sex clubs and sex parties. Everyone that I've been to. And it's given, like, y'all have a heavy presence, yet a lot of men aren't, like, okay with having sex in front of people. Like, their performance isn't the same as if you were to perform one-on-one with them. And I want my sex to be like we're one-on-one. So if you're nervous or... I just don't know. I'd rather fuck you one-on-one. And I'm nervous as well. Like, I have had sex at parties. Yes. But I'm still nervous. I'm always nervous during sex, but that makes it even more. I try to get in the zone, and most times I tune out anybody that's in the room. I really don't notice people are there until I look up and I see somebody looking at me. I'm like, oh, shit. I turn my head back and focus on my partner. But, yeah, it's just not something that I'm huge on. And if I was to fuck at a party, I want to bring a person here. Like, I want to be with someone that, like, I fuck. Now, I don't have no problem fucking somebody I fuck at a party. That's cool. And usually, if I'm going to a party and I fuck somebody, I do know them to some extent. I'm not there to be fucking, like, straight strangers. I'm not on that type of time. So, anywho, I get to the party. I'm wearing a dress or whatever. I mean, no bra, no panties, just in case. But I'm... So when I get there, who is there? Oh, as soon as I walk up, Mr. 5'3". He's walking in the building. Crazy. As I'm walking in, up comes this girl I know. Child, that's why I don't want to do shit in my city. Up comes this girl that's actually my baby father's friend. Long-term friend. Like, hey, what you doing? You know? And her boyfriend's with her. And then he like, yo, the boy that just walked in there said it's a private club. Talk about Mr. 5'3". I said, it is. Like, what's going on up there? We about to go in there and this and that. So I'm an honest person. Like, I'm like, all right, it's a sex club, y'all. So then he like, I really want to go in there. And then she looking at me crazy like, okay. I'm like, oh, shit. Whatever. My grandparents know how I am. So I don't fuck. Now, moving on, I go inside and, I'm just hanging out. I usually sit in this one room. It has a pole in it, and it has some couches, and it has porn playing. Now, porn's playing in every room. It's rooms with couches, but this is like more of a chill spot. Not a lot of action goes on in this room, and I literally just like to sit there and watch the porn, and not on no, I'm watching the porn to be turned on. It's just like, I be watching them like, yo, porn is so fucking fake. Whenever I'm in that room and someone comes to join me, we just talk about how like fake porn is. And how, like, I can't believe at one point this shit used to get me off. Certain porn, at least the old school porn. It's old school porn playing, y'all. So, I'm in there chilling, and I think Mr. 5'3 walks by. Oh, like, he kept walking by. Him and Youngboy kept walking by and giving me this look. Like, whatever. So, eventually, Mr. 5'3 comes in the room and starts talking to me. Now, I'm in a room with two other people, a man and a woman. They're, I actually have met them at the Bush, and they're like, they're play partners, and they're in there just doing it, like, hanging out. So, he comes over, he's talking to me and stuff. So, he doesn't even remember that we fucked. He's into the lifestyle, so he's fucked a lot of people. So, I'll be, I ain't even mad. So he's talking to me, and I don't know what the fuck he said, but I don't know. Of course, I had to let him know that we fucked before, so I said something smart, and he was like, huh? I said, yeah, we fucked already. Like, he said, for real? Yeah, nigga, we fucked. No, yes, we fucked. We fucked. It was like, I don't know, years ago, but we fucked. And it's crazy, I have a video of me sucking his dick. And it had, for some reason, it had came up on my iPhone, you know, recent memories. Why? I don't know. So we start talking, and he's apologizing for what happened, because he's like, I guess it wasn't good. And I told him what happened and why, like, I ain't fuck with him after that. So he's like, I'm so sorry, I apologize. What can I do to make it up? Blah, 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 blah. Right? And I said, we'll see. Again, I'm just in a chill mood. I ain't playing on fucking nobody. Meanwhile, I keep seeing young boy walking past. Now, I didn't quite know if it was him. And I guess the same thing. I didn't, because I haven't met young boy in person yet. So he kind of looks like the pictures that I've seen, but I don't know if that's him. So, but he just keeps giving me this look, which makes me think it's him. So then eventually Queens arrive, and he comes with about 3 friends, 2 girls and a guy. And he's like, we say, what's up? We're talking, and he's mingling. So everybody mingling. I'm on my own. So 5-3, I mean, he keeps coming back to me, Mr. 5-3. He keeps coming back to me, talking to me, trying to make me feel better. How can I make it up? Let me eat your pussy. Shit like that, right? I'm chilling. Like, because literally, I was chilling. I had no plans of doing anything. Also, I have to leave because I have a friend. My friend was coming into town from D.C. Long-term friend, best friend, one of my best friends. And I had to pick him up from the train station. Plus, I had to get keys from him because I'm going to D.C. So, this is a Friday, actually. I had plans of going to D.C. the next morning. So, it's giving, like, I got to get him and get his keys or whatever. So, I do socialize. And I think me and Queens may have been talking. I told him I had to go. I think young boy came up to me. So, it's action going on. So, eventually in that room where I was, where the pole is, 2 women, well, they start having oral sex. So, you know, we're watching that. And then in one of the, like, main rooms that people freak in, there's some action going on in there. But the room right next to it is considered the dungeon. And it was 2 women in there. They work there, dressed in like stripper gear, and there, one is like dominating this man, beating him, messing with him, talking all kind of crazy trash to him. The other one is giving out a lap dance. So it's like a lot going on. I'm just circulating, you know, outside the jacuzzi area. There's people out there talking and mixing and mingling. And that main room, it's like 2 couples under this, what I consider a teepee, but it's not really one. They're like having sex. Now, you could just open the flap or look through the flap and see them having sex. So, it's a bunch of action going on. So, I think me and Queens was talking and right by the couples having sex. And I was like, you know, I got to run out, but I'm coming back. So, I go get my friend, come back. So, when I get back, I think maybe right before I left, I don't know, or at least when I came back, young boy comes up to me and was like, are you? I said, the Oracle. I finished the sentence for him. He like, yo, you funny as shit and all this. I'm like, yeah, I guess. I mean, he said, just walk around here smiling. And anyone who knows me, I smile all the time. Like, and being in this community, oh, Jesus, that's probably the worst thing for me because people come, I'm always talking to people, and people are always coming straight to me. Like I said, he just kept walking past, looking at me. I'm smiling without even knowing I'm smiling. Like, it's a disease at this point. I've diagnosed myself a while ago. I know a couple people who have the same disease I have. Even when I'm fucking mad, I smile. Like, so I'm like, yo, I'm just walking around, like, figuring out what's going on in here, just looking like you looking. I'm a voyeur at this point. He's like, you funny as shit. So we're talking, and it's just like I'm like bouncing around. I talk to Queens, I talk to 5'3", I'll talk to Youngboy. Like, I'm just bouncing around because I'm just out here chilling. I mean, of course, Mr. 5'3 been trying to fuck me. Youngboy ain't really pressing. He ain't really saying nothing. We just talking. Like, he's just chilling. He just seemed to be having a good time of what's going on, all the action around him. He's just chilling. Queens is just, like, hanging out. He about this life, so it ain't nothing he ain't seen before. This ain't really nothing. So he's just hanging out, talking to his friends, this and the third. So I had told Queens how, like, I'm basically a voyeur. You know, I just want to watch. And the one thing I will say, I mean, it's gotten better because the next time I went to Sinners, it was a lot more lively. A lot of times that I have been, the people who are playing tend to close their doors. So there are a few rooms in there that you can be behind closed doors. And there's a chain. You can put the chain on, have the door open so people can watch, but they just can't come in. Or you had a chain off and the door open, and mean people could come in straight in. Or the door's completely closed. There's no, like, you can't watch. So at that point, it had been a lot of that going on. The doors are closed. So Queens was saying, he was like, for you as a voyeur, I know it's kind of, like, corny that you can't see what's going on behind those closed doors. I'm like, yeah. But, I mean, I understand. And like I said, people are warming up to this. This is new for our city. Something like this. And the people that do go to parties in the city, I'm not seeing them here, so only quite a few of them, so it's giving, like, it's, you know, it's going to get there. So we're talking, and next thing I know, he was like, you know what, me and my homie girl about to go play, so come on and you can watch or whatever. So we go in, he closes the door. So he goes in the room and they get started. So Mr. 5'3 is following me at this point, so I'm like, you want to go in there and watch them? He was like, yeah. So I asked Queens was okay if me and him come in here. So he was like, yeah, he could come in. So we closed the door. So they she's sucking his dick or whatever. So I don't know. I didn't drink or anything. I didn't smoke or anything. But maybe seeing her suck dick put me in the mood to suck dick. And I mean, we just did it in the corner, so I was like, alright, I'll suck his dick. So I start sucking Mr. 5'3's dick. So I'm sucking his dick, she's sucking Queen's dick. I think Mr. 5'3 was like, I owe you. So it's not you supposed to be pleasuring me, I'm supposed to be pleasuring you. So go get on the bed. So I'm like, okay, sir. So I go on the bed and he starts eating my pussy. So he's eating me out. They're doing their thing. I think Queens might start, like, touching my boobs or playing with my boobs or something while I'm getting my coochie ate. So I'm getting my coochie ate. I don't know. I think Queens may have said something like, let me see what that mouth about or some shit like that. I'm like, nigga, please. So I turn around and now I'm letting Mr. 5'3 eat me out, like, from the back, doggy style. And that way I can suck on a Queen's dick. So I start sucking Queen's dick. And my, you know, his homegirl, she egging me on. She like, yeah, girl, suck that dick. All this stuff, you know. She's, like, supportive or whatever. So I'm sucking his dick, and Mr. 5'3 is eating my coochie. So we were doing that for a while. I don't know where and when the door got open, but I think, I don't know why the door got open. I do know that Queens did fuck his homegirl for a little bit. They were fucking. And I think Mr. 5'3 asked her, was she going to, like, could she play with him? And she wasn't for it. So, I don't know. Me and Mr. 5'3 started full-blown fucking. That's all I know. That's all I can remember is we started fucking. Like, now, again, back to, like, previously when we fucked, one thing I do remember is that shit hurted. And I realized recently that it's because of the way his penis curves. it really does hurt. Like, and I'm already a big girl that can't take dick. Like, the struggle be real for me. And the way that his penis curves, it tears me the fuck up. Like, whew. So, just thinking about that shit. So, we're fucking, and I am not taking this dick. So, I just hear people, I may look up at a minute, and they're coming in and out. We fucking doggy style, then we turn around to do missionary. Like, we're only doing missionary and doggy style. Because, for the most part, I am running. Like, I am trying to get out this bitch. And he not letting me. He like, yo, just take this dick and stuff. So, Queen's homegirl, she is like, girl, take that dick, girl, this. Now, I'm getting a little annoyed, though. Because not only her, but people that come in the room, like, couples that came in, a couple had came in at one point, and they set off in the chair that me and Mr. 5-3 originally was sitting at, and they start playing, like, I think the getting his dick sucked, the man was. Like, I'm seeing shit going on, but I'm tuning into what's going on because this shit fucking hurts. Like, and almost everybody that came in the room kept telling me to take this dick. Bitch, you take this dick. Like, what? This shit fucking hurts. Like, no exaggeration. I'm literally running from this man, and he's 5'3". So, I do remember, like, we was in there for a while. Like, he kissing my feet, licking my toes, like, full blown, like, you know, we're having full blown sex here. Just me fucking running. And, I just remember this, these two women come in. So, I think this is towards the end of us. Because I'm like, you got to come, nigga, because I can't take no more, right? So, these two women come in, and they're saying the same thing. Girl, take that dick, take that dick. I'm tired of him, motherfucker. I say, take that dick. So, this one lady, she was just like, and I'm telling them, I am responding to them. I'm like, I'm trying. Everybody that said that, I'm like, I'm trying. Like, the fuck out of here. So, this is the one person, I appreciate this lady. I don't know who she is, but she said, you know what, sis, I got you. So, she came, she said, I'm going to help you out. So, she came up, and she stuck her fingers in my ass. So, that is one thing that does help. Like, I think men in general, or people who have sex in general, they know, like, if you do something as far as clitoral stimulation or anal stimulation, it will take your mind and the feeling, it will, like, alleviate the feeling of the pain. So, she stuck her fingers all up in my ass. I feel like she was giving me, like, a prostate exam. I know I'm not a man. But, and the crazy part is, in my head is, I did it prep for anal. Like, and when it's like, it hurts so bad that I don't have any control over what's going on down there. Like, I done tuned out. Like, usually I'm focusing on trying to do Kegels, and I cannot focus because the pain is that bad. So I'm trying to take the dick. Like, that is my focus. But I feel like everything is pushing. Like, I thought I was going to shit on this man. I swear. I was like, oh my God. I'm probably going to get banned from this club because I'm about to not shit only on him, but on this lady. Like, because everything feels like it's just pressure and pushing. But it did make it feel better. And she was doing that for quite some time, for quite a while. And I just was like, sis, help me out. And, like, shortly after she left out, he came. So I was like, thank you. I got to see the fuck out of here. Because that is not it, yo. I swear to God, like, I'll suck his dick, which I have after, like, I'll suck his dick all day long, but I cannot fuck that man. That shit fucking hurts. So I was after that, I was like, I can't do this shit no more. So, it's getting late or whatever. The club is about to close. So, he came and he, like, go out to get himself together. I, you know, pull my skirt down, go in the bathroom to get myself together. And they're about to close. So, Queens grabbed me like, yo, let me get some. Nigga, they're about to close. Like, we was just all in the room together. Why you ain't trying to fuck me then? Like, he was like, cuz homie was all, like, making love to you and shit. I'm like, nigga, please. So, he's like, come on, just let me just get a couple of strokes. I said, oh, my God, these niggas with a couple of strokes. Mind you, the whole time me and 5-3 fucking, that's what he kept saying. Just give me a few more strokes. Let me get a few more strokes. Nigga, he stroked all night. Like, what the fuck it felt like? So, I'm like, all right, whatever. at this point, it's whatever. So me and Quincy, we go in the room, he put on a condom, and he got more than a fucking few strokes. I mean, we did a quickie. They're banging on the door like, yo, this closed. Y'all got to get out of here kind of thing. So that was a fucking quick quickie. Like, that shit was quick as fuck. And it had to be like 5 minutes or less. Maybe less than five, I guess, because we had to get the fuck out of there. So he came, and I'm leaving out. So I pulled my skirt down. Here up comes young boy. I ain't seen this nigga all night, like, since earlier. He like, hey, what's up? It's one thing I like about him is his demeanor is so chill and cool. Like, he like, yo, what's up? I'm like, no, matter of fact, before I even fucked Queens, young boy was talking to me. And Queens was like, hey, let me get you for a second. And then young boy was like, all right, go ahead and do your business. And he slapped me on my ass. So when I came out the room, he like, how did it go? No, he's like, he slapped me on my ass. He was like, you better do a good job, too. Like, this nigga's crazy. So when I came out, he asked me how it was and stuff or whatever. I'm like, boy, he was like, well, what we gonna do? Like, I said, nigga, you will wait till they're closed and we got kicked out from fucking. And now you trying to fuck? Boy, the club is closed. He said, so where we going after this? I was like, you? I just fucked two niggas. I need to sit my hoacious ass down. I can't do three. So we're leaving now. And people are, you know, parlaying and talking. Mind you, we gotta get out of here, but people talking. So this lady comes up to me now. I've seen her before. She's at the bush or whatever. And she's just like, you got some big titties. Can I touch them? And that is a thing, as I've spoken before in the community. People are supposed to ask before they do anything to you. One reason why I was a little uncomfortable with or a little nervous about Philadelphians in general, a lot of people are flocking to the club, but they don't know that there are, like, rules. Like, you can't just touch nobody without asking. I'm talking about motherfuckers ask, I touch your arm? Can I? So I was like, okay, go ahead, girl. So she was like, can I suck one? I was like, So another girl from the bush, another lady from the bush, she said she is amazing titty sucker. You should let her do it, right? And this is the lady who's getting her pussy ate earlier. So I was like, oh, shit. She said she do a good job. All right, whatever. So I let her suck a titty. When I say that is the best, she ain't never lied. Like, I mean, whenever I see this woman, if she asks to suck on my breast, she fucking can suck on my breast. Because she did a fucking amazing ass job. Like, I'm really not into, like, getting my breasts played with, suck with, even though they're huge. They're the biggest thing on me, outside of my stomach. Men are attracted to them. And I've had men that do an alright job, like, or do a good job sucking them. But not where it's though, like, can you come suck my titties? It's given, like, when I see her, bitch, if you want to be a baby and let me feed you, come sit on mama lap. No, seriously. That's what it's given. Like, oh, she did an amazing fucking job. Only thing is, I felt a little uneasy because she was staring me right in the face. And it reminded me of me, myself, and Irene when he was sucking on the, he was sucking on the mom that was breastfeeding titty, looking right at her. That's how it was. Like, she was looking right at me. I was like, then she was like, let me get the other one. I was like, okay. Now, mind you, they're telling us we gotta leave. And she's just in the middle of the floor sucking on my boobs. And I'm just like, she did a good job, y'all. She did a good job. That's all I can say. She did a really good job. Like, thinking about it, I want her to come suck my titties right now. She did a good job. I haven't been to the bush in a while. And I hope the next time I go, her ass is there. Because she sucked the shit out of my titties. She was not lying. She do. When she was done, I said, you ain't lying. She do suck a good titty. She really does. So, So then young boy, like, it's right. Well, Mr. 5'3 was right there. And he was talking some shit. And then the young boy, like, told me that he was like, she played too much because she sucked my dick a little bit in the glory hole. But then, you know, she left out. I was like, I know she could suck a good dick. She suck a good titty. She could suck a good dick. Like, so we all leave out, whatever. And me and Mr. 5'3, we're just, you know, talking or whatever. Queens, him and his gang, they leave. You know, everybody say safe travels because they always went back to New York. And young boy, I don't know, he was out there socializing a little bit. And he texted me to come to his house, but I'm like, I think I'm done for the night. It was a lot going on, a lot more than I had bargained for. I just can't. Well, we catch you another day. Another day. Like, let's just cause she get a little bit of a rest. Cause first of all, she got beat the fuck up. And yeah, she got beat the fuck up. So she needs a moment for recovery. But yeah, that's what happened. For those who were asking, the whole 45-minute story. But yeah, that's what happened when I went to Sinners that night and I had the three men, you know, there. So I fucked two of them. I didn't fuck the other one. I still haven't fucked young boy yet. I think he's kind of over me because I went like the next week. That's a whole nother story. And we still ain't fucked. Nigga need to take me out. Stop playing. It's crazy, though, because when I was getting ready to go to Sinners, so them three were already going to go. I knew they was going to be there. They hit me up. Big homie hit me up and asked me, was I going? I told that nigga, I said, we not friends. No, I said, yeah, I'm going. Like, I told everybody else, like, I'll let you know if I'm going. You can see I'm going. You fucking on Fet Life with me. Like, you can see I'm going. So, and when you're on Fet Life, people can see every fucking thing you do. Activity and all that. I be checking that shit. I check people's activity. Because if you liking or fucking too many white women, or it's giving, you're not my kind of black man. But, I know big homie seen that I was going. So he had hit me up and asked me, was I going? He would've been the fourth person. I told him I was. And so he was like, let me know how it's going when you get there. I'm like, nigga, we're not friends. Like, I'm not letting you know shit. Because y'all already know how I feel about him. I mean, me and him have talked after that, but I mean, I feel a little bit more at ease because I said my piece. But at that moment, I was just like, nigga, we not friends. Like, had he would have came, though, he probably would have had a good night. And I was like, damn, it is kind of popping in this bitch. Oh, well, he should have came. Like, you have a membership. It's just giving, you can just come whenever the fuck you want to. Like, I have a membership. So, I just be going at random. Like, I mean, mainly open on Fridays and Saturdays. They open on Wednesdays as well. But, like, it'd be late. I live, like, 10 minutes from the place. So, it'd be on a late night joint. Let me just swing by there and see what's going on. Like, a lot of times I just sit and watch, or I'd be hanging out in that room with the pool, just chilling, talking to people. I mean, I don't know. That's, you know, it'd be good vibes and good people. I've met some people there, some couples. Child, this one night, I thought I was definitely going to get done up by a couple. But I had been outside all day. I was like, I just came there after being outside all day in the heat, and it was one of the 90-degree-plus scorching days. I'm like, I would have to shower, which they do have showers. And usually, typically, I do shower or wash off, but it was given, I didn't feel like getting in the shower. I'm just watching, so... It was just like, I'm just gonna watch y'all, but I appreciate y'all inviting me into y'all's space. And it was this beautiful ass girl there that day. Child, let me stop. But that was my experience at Sinners when I had three people that I talked to come. I fucked two of them, like I said. I'm the one, young boy, I haven't fucked yet. I don't know if I'm gonna fuck young boy. He be like in and out, he do his own thing, and I do like young boy because he is, I will say, out of, like, I meet a lot of men, of course, being in a lifestyle, and a lot of men be with shit, but one thing they don't really like to do is share. Like, that is still a thing, and I thought it wouldn't be as bad. It's not as bad as me and regular motherfucker, vanilla men, but it's still a little bit like, damn. You into this shit. You see all kind of shit. You still not willing to share sometimes? Because I'm still waiting for my MFL. Like, I thought it was going to happen that day. It could have, though. It could have. I don't know why. But it was like Queen said that was it. It was a snippet of one. It wasn't like the full-blown one that I want. But Yeah, it be giving, like, a lot of men don't like to share, but I don't know, I like young boy's mentality. Like, he see me go to that room with him. I know he walked in when I was fucking Mr. 5'3". I know he had to have seen it. Because there was a lot of people coming in and out that room. I didn't see him, but I just feel like he did walk in. And then he, like, the way he just slapped my ass, like, go ahead, do a good job. That kind of cheered me on. Like, he gives off that, he don't give a fuck kind of vibe. And he's young, and he does have that I don't give a fuck mentality. I do like that about him, so I'm definitely going to fuck him before the summer's out. I definitely am going to fuck him before the summer's out. Like, I don't know, I like him. He's funny. I told y'all, I don't know, I was attracted to these fucking, he was one of the young boys that I was attracted to. It was three of them. He was one of them. It's just like, we haven't sealed the deal yet. Big Homie was the other one. You know, y'all know what happened with Big Homie. And then the other one is Light Skin, who is, he lives in the DMV area. And yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. Because last time I was down here, I told him, literally, I was actually in his fucking city because he lives in a certain part of Maryland. And he did want to go out. He wanted to link. He wanted to go to Shadows, which is a sex club that I want to go to in D.C. I didn't make it to last time I was there. But he was like, let's go together. I just happened to be down there with one of my long-term best friends, and which is a guy. He was like, oh, never mind. I'm like, see what I'm saying? Like, this whole, like, I'm like, it's not like that, dude. We could go. Like, I mean, well, you can meet us here. Like, he wasn't feeling it, so I don't know. We'll see about that young boy. I don't know. It's just, I want MFM. Y'all gotta fucking stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Let me stop. But that whole men don't like to share. And it be, y'all be talking about y'all poly. What? Okay. Maybe they don't want to see it. Like, I don't know. I have some conversations with a few folks. But that's neither here nor there. Thank you guys for tuning in. And that was just thoughts in my head. Ignore that whole last part of this podcast. I'm just talking out loud. But yeah. Thank you for tuning in. This is your girl, The Oracle. And I'll see you guys next time.